Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We're doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Now, before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
What's this pertaining to now?
And this is about the upcoming elections. We would love to hear your opinion.
Yeah, I'm on my home phone.
Okay, thank you. And is there anyone in your household who is registered to vote at this address? Okay, never mind. Thank you. Now, let me just check. To begin, are you registered to vote at this address?
I am.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television or radio station, or a political party, a political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
I didn't understand you.
In what year were you born?
1946.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of you completed in school?
12th grade.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes only, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
White. English.
But are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, in thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely are you to vote in the November election? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote?
200%, I will vote.
And with the options, is it very likely or somewhat likely?
I didn't understand the question.
Yes. With the options that we have, should I record your answer as very likely or as somewhat likely?
Very likely to vote.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Republican.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Didn't understand the question.
Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of the way of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And now changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you've heard of the person, and then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression.
How long is this going to take?
We still have a few more questions to go.
Well, I don't have time. I'm sorry.
No. Or is there anybody else at home who would like to help us with the survey?
No.
Okay.
But I'm going to vote for Trump. That's important. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you very much for your time.
I'm going to hold back for you. Didn't have time. I will call back later.